It was several years ago that I belonged to a group of women called the Crow Lodge, and we were Crow Sisters. And we would meet every 4 to 6 weeks, and we would just gather and just pray together and do ceremony and just spend time together. It was at one of these meetings that one of my Crow Sisters talked about how she and her daughter went to see this hugging saint from India, and that they waited all night to be hugged by Amma. Now, I'm probably what you would say was a free spirit, and it sounded like a good idea, so I said, if she ever comes again, I'd be interested. I'm an avid reader, and I had read about these different saints all over the world that people would go and just sit to be in their presence, and how amazing just being in the energy of somebody that is so grace-filled, that how it made people feel. So Elaine called me and said, Amma's coming to town, if you'd like to go get a hug. I said, sure. So I called my mother, who lived in Battle Creek, I lived in the Detroit area, and said, Mom, how would you like to be hugged by a saint? Now my mother's in her 80s, and she said, sure. I said, well, it's in Ann Arbor, I'll have to come get you. And she said, but I have to be home tomorrow because the next day I have a doctor appointment. I said, Mom, I'll get you back. So I left from Lansing from a meeting to pick her up in Battle Creek for us to get back to Ann Arbor in time to line up to see Amma. Because we had never been there before, we were put in the beginning of the lines, which means our number was 100 rather than 2,000. So this would be the gathering of people from all over that would travel to just be in this saint's presence. So we got our time, and I was very concerned about my mother's experience, so we lined up, and she hugged me, she hugged my mother, and then she hugged the two of us together and sprinkled us with flower petals. It was an amazing experience. So true to form, that we stayed a while later, and then got her back home to my house, and then the next day we traveled to Battle Creek so she could be home. In a snowstorm, I got her back. And so Mom, on the way back, said, that was the most amazing experience I've ever had in my lifetime, to be hugged by Amma, the saint. So I have gone back different times, but I went back that week after I dropped Mom back for the next evening, and I was able to get in line again for a hug. And as I knelt next to Amma, time stopped. And I was in this place as if I was in Jesus' presence. I had always wanted. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if I had been born when Jesus walked the earth and I could sit at his feet, just be there? This divine presence that I felt, this grace-filled moment, stopped me in time. And it was something that I never forgot. Others have talked about being hugged by Amma. She's from India. And one of the newscasters that was doing a special documentary on her was sort of a little pessimistic about what is this experience that people, 3,000, 4,000 people line up to be hugged. He went and had his hug and said it was like being hugged by 1,000 grandmothers. And what this reminds me is Jesus in this gospel reading. He had been to the synagogue in the morning, he had taught, he had cast off the demon, and then he went to Simon's house. What a blessing to have the Son of God come to your home. And he went there and they said, my mother-in-law is sick. And he went to her and he touched her. Touch is such a vital part of who we are as human beings. We cannot survive without touch. So that touch of Jesus to her, and her response, he said, she got up and she began to serve. It was after being healed that she was able to serve, to do the work of ministry. She ministered to Jesus and to those who were gathered with him. Some say, well, that's her role as a wife, as a mother, you know. But it was beyond that. It was that healing that welled up with inside of her to want to serve, to want to take care of, to give back. And it is that when we are touched by the grace of God, that encourages us and supports us in our ministries. It is when we touch each other that the life of Christ makes sense, because it was about love, about a gentle touch, whether it be a physical touch, a mental touch, emotional touch, or spiritual touch. When we are touched by that love of God, that one then is free to serve. The freedom within us wells up and we want to give back. We want to take care of. We want to be part of this larger community. And it's that which makes us want to share what we have with others. It was that grace that Alma had that caused 3,000 people in an evening to wait patiently. And for her to sit 10 hours hugging person after person, because she had touched the divine. She knew what grace in Jesus was about. She knew that we are only here in a body, but we are spiritual people on a spiritual path, and that it is this grace that we get to touch. At the Eucharist, we are blessed that we get to share in the mystery of Jesus through the body and blood, through the bread and wine that we receive. That's a physical touch. When we should give the peace to each other, we are touching into each other's spirit. We are touching each other and saying, the peace be with you. The peace of Christ that wells up inside of me, I want to share with you, and they want to share it back. It's that touch that becomes so important to us in ministry. Touch was vital to Jesus' ministry. Touch is vital to our ministry. It is how we touch each other that enables us to spread the good news of Jesus. So we must be reminded that touch is what wakes us up in our infancy as a newborn baby. And it is touch that helps us leave the world. And it is touch that helps us thrive and become the people that Jesus wants us to be in this lifetime. Touch. Know that it is a gift of grace given to us by Christ to pass on to all who we meet. Amen.